The House will come to order. The flag salute will be led by Representative Freeman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our opening ceremony will be presented by Patty J. Portland, playing the piano, guest of Representative Tomei. Courtesies, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Put up your hands if you recognize that tune that Patty just played. Very good. It was Columbia, Gem of the Ocean. This was Patty J. who came to play for us today, and if she looks familiar to you, she should. She is Senator Rod Monroe's legislative assistant and my constituent from Milwaukee. Patty has been playing music since she was a child and plays with numerous choirs. She's a dedicated mother of Joey, 15, Tyler, 10, and Luke, who is 8. I want to share with you a little bit about the piece she played today, Columbia, Gem of the Ocean. While cleaning out her parents' belongings, she found this dog-eared collection of music dating back to the Civil War, 1883. The book is entitled War Songs. It's full of other gems also, Marching Through Georgia, the Star-Spangled Banner, a lot of old goodies. She has it with her today. Patty, do you have that book? Hold it up. It is just fascinating. If you have an interest in looking at it, she'll stay on the side aisle here for a couple of minutes. And she said it's up to sale for the highest bidder. She wants to put a down payment on a new house. Thank you, Patty, for joining us today and starting us with this inspiring piano music.
Thank you. Good to have you here. Further courtesies, Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Nathan, would you please stand? I have an honorary page today from Staten Middle School, and I think we probably exhausted the entire student body there. Nathan is 13 in the 8th grade. He's part of the leadership team and loves basketball. And actually, I couldn't narrow it down to just basketball. He's pretty into sports. Nathan aspires to go to college. So please, Nathan, welcome. Thank you.
Further courtesies, Representative Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a honorary page today. It's Carla O. from Conestoga Junior or Middle School in Beaverton. She's in the 8th grade. Her interests are the language arts, social studies, and she's in the select choir, and she aspires to be a district attorney. Make her welcome today. Thank you. Thank you.
For the courtesies.
Can the day get any worse? The Dow goes below 7,000, and then we get these? What's
We want to extend birthday greetings. Yesterday was Representative Wingard's birthday. Happy birthday. The clerk will now open the voting system for purposes of verifying a quorum. Representative Holvey is here. Representative Greg Smith is here. All members are present. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that the Senate has passed Senate Bill 328, House Bill 2346, Senate Bill 9 and 40, adopted SCR 3 and SJM 5. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he has signed House Bill 2365.
Representative Greenlick, are you intentionally in the queue?
No.
He is not. Okay. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HJR 22, designating Bachelor's Button as Mental Health Recovery Flower. SCR 3, in memoriam, James Willard Bosley, 1935 to 2008. SJM 5, urging Congress to enact legislation creating Office of the National Nurse.
Measures read for the first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2850 relating to electronic health information systems, declaring emergency. House Bill 2851 relating to alternative tuition systems and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2852 relating to dogs. House Bill 2853 relating to firearms. House Bill 2854 relating to tax expenditures and providing for revenue raise that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 2855 relating to commercial fishing and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2856 relating to products to individuals with disabilities. House Bill 2857 relating to unlawful possession of a firearm. House Bill 2858 relating to identity theft measures.
Bills read for the first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2039 relating to unlawful parked vehicles. House Bill 2050 relating to non-related foster parent caregiver relationships to juvenile dependency proceedings. House Bill 2133 relating to fees charged for tests performed by state public health laboratory. House Bill 2166 relating to state forester. House Bill 2176 relating to advisory committee that advises director of veterans affairs. House Bill 2206 relating to child care. House Bill 2362 relating to student assessment and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2427 relating to implied consent. House Bill 2462 relating to reporting of pesticide use for veterinary purposes.
Bills read for the second time or passed a third reading. Consent calendar. The clerk will read the bill and a short summary.
House Bill 2217 relating to criminal records checks by State Parks and Recreation Department. Combined sections relating to criminal records checks by State Parks and Recreation Department.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2217. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. House Bill 2217, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill in a short summary.
House Bill 2458, relating to commodity commissions, allows commodity commission to establish per diem payment to members that exceeds payment amount otherwise allowed.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2458. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Brune, how do you vote? Brune votes aye. Representative Roblin, how do you vote? Roblin votes aye. Representative Garrett, how do you vote? Garrett votes aye. Representative Shields votes aye. Representative Jefferson Smith votes aye. Representative Kennemer, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2458, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. The clerk will read the resolution.
H.J.R. 12, encouraging public to take measures to decrease incidence of skin cancer.
The question now arises upon final reading and adoption of H.J.R. 12. Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Joint Resolution 12 calls on Oregonians to recognize the risks of skin cancer. Oregon ranks among the worst states in the nation in terms of the incidence of people developing skin cancer. I introduced this bill at the request of one of my constituents, a dermatologist, Dr. Abigail Haberman, who's particularly concerned about the impact that indoor tanning beds have upon skin cancer. And so she would urge all of us to be very careful and avoid the use of indoor tanning beds, and particularly to urge young children and teenagers to avoid the use of indoor tanning beds, take care of our skin, wear sunscreen, and recognize that melanoma is a deadly cancer. Our skin is an important organ, and we should take care of it. I urge your vote in support of House Joint Resolution 12.
Further discussion, Representative Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to the bill,
or to the resolution.
Colleagues, this may be a kind of an interesting bill for us to say that there's anything controversial on it, but I would say that there is, and I think that this is the kind of matter that probably should not be something that the legislature should be passing resolutions on. I would like to share with you a bit of information. First, from Samuel Epstein, a doctor who's the chairman of the Cancer Prevention Coalition of America, who says, a series of recent studies have raised serious concerns on the danger of sunscreens, contrary to reassurances on safety based on label claims for a high skin protection factor, the SPF. Most light-skinned people use sunscreens to protect against sunburn due to UVB radiation. However, this common practice, particularly in children, results in high levels of cumulative exposure to the more dangerous UVA radiation. This penetrates into the deep layers of the skin without any warning of sunburn, breaks down the protein and collagen, which keeps the skin firm and plump, and is responsible for the classic signs of skin aging, including wrinkling and discoloration. More seriously, UVA radiation is well recognized as the major cause of malignant melanoma. This is the fastest rising cancer in the world, whose incidence in the U.S. over recent decades has increased dramatically by about 130%, and whose mortality rate increased by about 25%. Interesting that this melanoma increases about the same time that our use of sunscreen has also been increased. To continue, of additional concern are the hormonal effects of sunscreens. Their ingredients belong to a family of hormone-damaging chemicals known as endocrine disruptors. These stimulate uterine growth of infant rats following painting their skin with concentrations similar to those of sunscreens. Furthermore, there is well-documented evidence that sunscreen ingredients accumulate in the human body, as evidenced by their detection in breast milk. Now, as a second source of information, one of the other medical journals online talked about the value of vitamin D. Vitamin D is crucial to our health, and yet, here's following, this is from another medical journal online, and it says, medical problems with sunscreen is that it blocks the skin's ability to make vitamin D by more than 95%. Vitamin D is important for strong bones, proper calcium absorption, proper skin growth, and a healthy heart. There is a strong association between increased blood levels of vitamin D and decreased risks of many forms of cancer. Sun exposure is the best way to make sure you get adequate vitamin D. Is sunscreen good or is it bad? It kind of depends on which medical articles you're reading. And so before we as a legislature decide that we're going to take a stand on the benefits of sunscreen, which flies in the face of many scientific evidences and studies that say that sunscreen is not all that it's cracked up to be, and that it actually decreases the natural formation of vitamin D and gives high concentrations of chemicals in the skin that even shows up in breast milk, I would say that contrary to those that might want to have the legislature take a stand on this, this is probably one that we ought to vote no on. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Representative Chris Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes, I do.
She does.
Thank you. Could you clarify for me whether or not this bill calls out the use of sunscreen in particular?
Thank you for the question, Representative. I do not believe that this bill speaks about sunscreen in any way. It is instead focused on not using indoor sun tanning beds.
Anything further, Representative Edwards?
No, that pretty much addresses my concerns. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Let me see if there's anyone else in the queue before we return to Representative Richardson. Seeing no one else, Representative Richardson, round two.
Mr. Speaker, I humbly stand before this group to say that while this bill is good, we should stay away from the use of indiscriminate use of sunscreens. And having nothing further to say about this fine bill, which I fully support, I hope that we will stand with the constituent that came forward and said that we should have this bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Representative Gelser, do you wish to close?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker, and colleagues, I owe to all of you an apology because, in fact, on line 16 of the printed bill is the word sunscreen. Colleagues, the main point of this bill is really to urge young people not to use tanning beds. I appreciate my constituent for bringing this forward. I appreciate the good representative for raising facts that I didn't know about sunscreen. And thank you for the fine discussion today. I do hope that you will vote aye.
Those who have the opinion that the resolution should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Jefferson Smith, how do you vote? Jefferson Smith votes no. Representative Garrett, how do you vote? Garrett votes aye. Representative Harker, how do you vote? Harker votes aye. Representative Van Orman, how do you vote? Van Orman votes aye. Representative Thatcher, how do you vote? Thatcher votes no. HJR 12, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Bills, reports, and other business lie on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 9, related to mandatory health insurance coverage of treatment of inborn errors of metabolism and declared an emergency. Senate Bill 40, related to surplus revenue refunds. Senate Bill 328, related to unlawful collection practices.
Bills read for the first time were passed at the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Colleagues, I would remind you that today is the deadline for introducing new House measures. So 5 p.m. today, you need to be in the speaker's office. Excuse me, not in the speaker's office, in the clerk's office. Do not come to the speaker's office today. But by 5 p.m., you need to be in the clerk's office with your measures. If you do not have them back from Legislative Council, you should contact Legislative Council. They are either there waiting for you now or definitely will be by 12 noon today. So all measures will be done by 12 noon today in drafting, so you'll have at least, at a minimum, 5 hours to get any co-sponsorships you want, and please have them in by 5 p.m. Further announcements, Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Republicans will caucus immediately following adjournment. Thank you.
Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two announcements. Your Committee on Land Use worked on Saturday. We held a work session and a public hearing. In that work session, we introduced bills as committee bills, so I am canceling our 2:45 meeting this afternoon, which was for the same purpose, canceling the Committee on Land Use for today. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, House Democrats will also caucus immediately following floor.
I also have an announcement that effective immediately, I'm making the following appointment to the Community College Forecast Committee, Representative Betty Comp. Further announcements. Remonstrances. Representative Richardson, moment in history of the day.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, the sesquicentennial history minute is from the Oregon Historical Society's online educational resources, the Oregon History Project, and Oregon Time Web. Statehood, Oregon's Donation Land Claim Act. When white Oregonians formed a provisional government in 1843, settlers in the Oregon country could claim a full section of land, 640 acres. But when Oregon became a territory 5 years later, Congress nullified the land grants. There was some doubt about the fortunes of the grantees until Congress passed the Oregon Donation Land Claim Act of 1850, which allowed an adult white male to claim a half section of land for himself and, if he were married, another half section in his wife's name. The act was one of the first allowing women to hold property under their own name. The promise of additional land contributed to a steep, although temporary, increase in Oregon marriage rate. The man largely responsible for the Oregon Donation Land Claim Act was the territory's first delegate to Congress, Samuel Thorston. Thorston had arrived in Oregon in 1847 and settled in Hillsboro, where he practiced law. He joined the Provisional Government's Legislative Assembly in 1848 and was elected as a congressional delegate the following year. Thorston's bill attracted thousands of settlers to Oregon Territory. By the time of the act expired in 1855, over 7,000 land patents had been issued. Thorston did not live to see the success of his legislative efforts. He died in 1851. Another trivia and facts from Oregon's almanacs.
Further remonstrances, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, listen up. I have a challenge. I've written a $100 check to the Oregon Food Bank, and I challenge all of you to do the same. We must not forget those of our constituents and other people in our state who are in need. Many of these people cannot afford to buy their own food. The governor has put together the food drive, and I challenge all of you to write $100 to the Oregon Food Bank, to the Marion Polk Food Share, or to your local food bank. I challenge you, colleagues. See you at the end of the day.
Further remonstrances, Representative Greenlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll raise that challenge. Tomei, listen up.
Representative Tomei, you're being...
I'll raise that challenge. I'll write a check for $250 today and ask my colleagues, including Representative Tomei, that can afford it, to do the same.
soon as we have 59 people signed up to that, I'll do the same.
Further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves that the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. Without objection, the House adjourns.